This your boy Thekka Jones, and you're tuning in to the Frocast on NetTheAfro.com.
Yo, what's up, world? This Pug Zadders, a.k.a. Euro P, a.k.a. Mr. Iridium, live from Chicago. And you know you gotta roll with NetTheAfro.com. Everything you need, hip-hop, soul, dope music, dope blogs, dope requests, dope stuff. That's all I gotta say. I'm out of here.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast presented to you by NappyAfro.com, episode 327. It's your host with your most, your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, and the last a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. I'm now joined to the left by my lovely, elegant co-host, the problematic yet well-spoken one, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? This is your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ, everybody, she's in the building. Queen Germ, how was your week?
It's been pretty good. Got a little cold.
Sound like, yeah, your voice cracking a little bit.
Cut up so bad last night at that football game y'all had, you know. Screamed a little too much, so yeah, I'm paying for it now. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we both sound a little, you know, so excuse the
raspiness.
Of both our voices. Coached the game last night. You know, it was one of the better games that we've played. But before we get into that, let me tell y'all, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Frocast, like us on Twitter at NappyAfro. You can stream the show on Spotify. You can still listen to us on iTunes, so subscribe to that. And you always call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave your comment, whatever you want to say, we'll play it on the show. And got that out the way. Let's go ahead back like we started. We did have a game last night. I'm going to give y'all a Coach Germ update early. We had a game last night. It was a big game for the TBGs. And winner basically goes to the championship game, and we won. So we're going back to the chip. You know, we got to play the same team again next week. So that's going to be tough. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to beat somebody twice. You know what I'm saying? And especially in a short turnaround. But we're going to try to do what we do. You know what I'm saying? That was the team. They had a damn good quarterback. That little kid is going to be special one day. But we did all we could to keep him bottled up. I mean, we couldn't shut him down. But that little joker there, boy, and then the sad part about it was he was supposed to be on my team. And so, you know, that's why I was just like, man, if we would have had that joker, man.
Wouldn't have been no stopping y'all.
None. Yeah, so basically the TBG's playing for the title, trying to go back-to-back next Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if we're going to do a show before then, but if not, we'll do one afterwards. And, so we'll see how that goes. But getting into the show, since we started with football, let's continue with a little football. Saw a story. Youth football, you know, when adults get in youth football, they fuck it up for the kids. But this right here is kind of fucked up. Undefeated black team banned from youth football playoffs for no reason after enduring season of racial slurs. So a predominantly black youth football team in Maryland was thrown out of its league and banned from the playoffs without being given a reason. The Reederstown Mustangs went undefeated in the Carroll County Youth Football and Cheer League. But after the season concluded and before the playoffs, they were sent a letter saying they had been thrown out of the league and would not be allowed in the playoffs. Marquita Melvin, who is a president of the organization, said she believes it's the racial makeup of the program and because they don't look like other programs in the league, and she felt like they were treated differently. The league cited vague behavioral concerns and said the children would risk the safety of the majority white teams because emotions tend to run high during the playoffs. So basically what they're saying is y'all niggas don't know how to act when competition on the line, and they feel that it would be better served for all of those in attendance that we don't have that type of element in our playoffs. So, they were, and then this is the reason why they said the Reederstown team program was admitted to the league this year on a probationary basis, with the decision regarding their ongoing status to be made by the members at the conclusion of the season. Per the league bylaws, new organizations can be barred from further participation at the discretion of the board of directors, and this action can be taken at any time. So, people, that's fucked up right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you join this league, and then they put you on a probationary basis, and then they just ban you from the playoffs because these vague security concerns. Like, really, these are fucking kids playing football. Ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody getting fucked up. Y'all just don't want to lose. I mean, and if you want to move the goalposts so you don't lose, that's fucked up. Queen Jer, how you feel about this?
I think that's some bullshit because, for number one, you looking at the fact that these people were well-behaved enough for them to give you your money. Because, see, in these leagues, that shit ain't cheap. Mm-hmm. So, if I done spent my money, hell yeah, I want to be a part of the Super Bowl, I mean, or the playoffs, if that's something that we qualify for. You telling me some mess about behavior and being able to control, you know, the emotional element, that's some bull, cuz I feel like if you done took my money, at least say I can't come back after this season. Don't put me out before we can go to the championship game. Because y'all mad, y'all don't want to lose, and all that other crap. Y'all just figuring, oh, we got to get them out of here because we already know that they going to come. And the talent that they have, they displayed that, you know, they were whooping up on everybody because they were undefeated, right?
Yes, undefeated.
So if they were undefeated, they already know if they come to the championship game, chances are they're going to win. So are you just that? I mean, I don't know. You take all of the competition out of children's sports. That's why these kids nowadays ain't shit. Because when you looking at, you got to go through these lengths to preserve your child, to make your child feel like they a winner, you gonna remove the competition so that y'all can play a game and then somebody can win, knowing good and well that those people probably didn't deserve to be in the championship game and definitely not win it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I bet you $100 that somebody on that board runs a team in that league.
Uh-huh. Or a family member or somebody. So they got a connection somewhere.
They have one of the people on the board probably run another park that's a perennial powerhouse, and now they got unseated, and they like, we won a title 7 years in a row. Now we got these new guys coming here. They're about to beat us. I bet you that's what it is, because niggas get salty like that, because I'm not saying it's a conspiracy going on where I am, but I feel like there's a conspiracy.
It's something.
Because we got these lines drawn up, like, where you can only get players from. And if you look at where my district is, it's a lot of businesses and it's not a lot of neighborhoods. But you look at everybody else's lines, they got a lot of neighborhoods, projects, you know, fertile recruiting grounds. I mean, yeah, if you look at my map, you'll be like, wow, it's really nothing, no neighborhoods, no. So I feel like they're setting me up to fail, but we just keep fighting. And Reedertown Mustangs, what have you say that? Y'all keep fighting, man. Go to a new league. Somebody will take y'all money, and they won't be scared of the competition. Trust me. So, yeah, man. Adults, quit fucking up youth sports. Youth sports are a beautiful thing. Kids are out there playing agenda-free. They don't care. They're out there having fun. But the adults always mess it up. And when I mean adults, I'm talking to parents. I'm talking to coaches. I'm talking to referees. I'm talking about these league people that run the league, these board members for the league. I mean, everybody, adults, fuck up youth sports. Keep it simple. Let the kids play. Simple as that. You know what I mean? Like, quit. Long as the kids are playing and having fun, who gives a shit? Who plays both ways? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, if everybody's playing, you're going to have good players that play both ways, like, in sports. That's just life. You're not going to, everybody doesn't deserve to play. That's just how it is. But in youth sports, that's what the rules are. And y'all just make it like, no, come on. Just because you're taking my money, they're going to take your money in high school too. And you still might sit the bench.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not just because you paid, you deserve to play. It's just, I mean, the best, you need to be the best to play. That should be the rule. Not all this fairness and, you know, we're raising a bunch of, I told you, the pussification of America, man, is alive and well. We're raising a generation full of pussies. And the shit is fucking ridiculous. Like, nobody wants to lose. Nobody, what else?
Everybody want a second chance.
Second chance.
Do-overs, all that bull crap. That's not the real world.
Sometimes you just get one chance.
And if you mess it up, it's just...
That's it. Yeah, you don't deserve a second. You don't deserve a fair shake. You don't deserve none of that. That's life. So y'all need to quit raising pussies. I ain't raising no pussies in my house. I'm sorry. My kids are going to know about rejection. They're going to know about... That's just how I am. Like, I don't believe in making, you know, lying to my kids and telling them the world is all fucking unicorns and rainbows. No, I'm going to let them know there's good times, there are bad times. Sometimes you can afford to go to Walmart. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can eat out. Sometimes you got to eat fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's life. You know what I'm saying? And y'all better get used to that. Learn how to survive. Make do with what you got. You know what I'm saying? Don't be worrying about what somebody else got and all that shit. That's life. So I'm not raising no pussies in my house. I'm not doing it. And this Carroll County Youth Football League, sound like y'all ran by a bunch of pussies.
Don't call the people pussies, huh?
I'm just saying. You know, and that's not pussy to be
derogatory towards women.
To women, that's just saying, you know, a pussy. You know, like a pussy cat.
Or whatever. It's just, I mean, the bottom line is the kids nowadays are weak because parents are coddling them. People are holding their hands, telling them everything going to be okay. And sometimes everything is not going to be okay. Some stuff you got to live through to use that as a part of your testimony, your story to the next generation or the next group of people you're going to come in contact with. Stop being so sorry and soft and realizing that people got to be made of something. Like when we were coming up, people teased each other. And yeah, some shit used to hurt. But doggone it, if... You telling me somebody talked about your shoes, your hair, your face, whatever. You were better for it. Because you already knew, for one, I had to come back with some better jokes. I got to talk about them, too. And, you know what I'm saying, have something to say. I can't go in a corner and cry. You know, it made you do better. Yeah, we get the bullying. Some stuff goes too far. But come on now. If everything got to be watered down because your child is a punk, that shit is not cool. It's not cool because you taking everything out of life. Like, we gotta be so nice and delicate and, you know, so considerate of other people. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you not able to deal with any kind of confrontation. When you at a job, your supervisor, your co-workers, a whole lot of people ain't gonna be so nice to you. So at some point, you gotta be able to deal with adversity. You gonna have to be able to deal with somebody going out their way to be nasty to you when you don't deserve it. But when would you have had this skill? You would have never had this skill that every time somebody say something wrong to you, you got to be crying, hollering about somebody bullying you. That's just not real life.
Yep. So it's not kids, parents. Parents, toughen the fuck up, man. Quit raising these fucking soft-ass kids. Kids throwing tantrums. They fucking 10, 12 years old throwing tantrums and shit like two-year-olds. Had a kid couldn't play last night because he was throwing a tantrum. His mom was like, I talked to him. She was like, well, he doesn't even tell me anything. How did you get that out of him? I just asked, why are you cutting up your class? Oh, because the kid that sits in my desk in first block, he picks his nose and he wipes boogers on the desk. So you flip out in the classroom because they make you sit in his desk and you just throwing stuff, screaming and yelling. And so I said, well, you know how you could have solved this? He was like, how? I said, you could have either A, asked the teacher for a disinfectant wipe the desk down, or go get you some paper towel, put a little soap on it, wipe your desk down, dry it off before you sit down, and you wouldn't get in trouble. That's all you had to do. I said, but now you getting referrals and all that shit, can't play in games because you can't act right.
Yeah, just because you ain't got no darn self-control. Yeah.
And that's
no problem-solving skills. Mm-hmm. You could have done something to remedy yourself of that issue, even if you went and told a teacher, okay, Michael is putting boogers on the desk, I don't want to sit there. Yeah. Maybe the teacher would have told Michael mama that he in here rubbing his mucus on the doggone desk. And then you wouldn't even have that problem. He would have been dealt with. Mm. But because you cutting the donkey into people's class, they dealing with you because you the one acting stupid.
Well, that's enough about that. Moving along. got a relationship topic this week. It's not on the thing. Just got a question for you. So I was on Facebook. You know, I usually get a lot of relationship questions from Facebook because, you know, Facebook gives you the great dividing questions. So this one here says, if you serve dinner to your king on a paper/foam plate, you're a terrible spouse. Nobody would accept this. Queen Jerm, how you feel about that?
That's a lie. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because if you cooked a meal for me and it was something that I wanted to eat, I wouldn't care. I mean, as long as the plate was clean, I wouldn't care whether it was no paper plate, foam plate, fine china or anything. So if I'm coming here to eat dinner, it doesn't matter what you put it on. And people be doing all this hell. They want to do it for Hollywood.
Yeah.
Trying to act like, I mean, shit, if I don't work all day and I took the time to fix you something to eat, hell yeah, it's going to be on a paper plate. Why? Because I ain't washing no dishes. I already got these damn pots in here that I'm going to have to wash at least in another day or two when this food gone. I'm not finna put no more dishes in my sink.
Mm.
So people like that, they stupid because for
they
one...
They single too.
Exactly. And if you looking for a reason why somebody will not accept somebody's dinner, that shouldn't be it. Like a paper plate, for real?
I ain't never seen a nigga turn down a meal that was on a paper plate. Never.
Exactly.
In the history of niggas, I've never seen one turn down a meal because it was on a paper plate. And if that nigga did, oh, I don't eat off no damn paper plate, that nigga didn't eat that day.
Exactly.
Because I ain't never seen a woman was like, oh, I'm going to take it off this paper plate.
And put it on something.
Who does that? Who does that? Like, who is these niggas out here that's requiring a fucking hard-ass plate to eat off of? Like, no, niggas just eat.
Exactly.
I ain't never, like, Thanksgiving your ass ain't eating off no paper plate.
Exactly. Because nobody trying to wash
you ain't eating
dishes.
Off no hard plate, unless you just got a small family and that's just how y'all do. But if you got more than
10 people,
5 people, oh, your ass is eating off paper plates.
Exactly. Because ain't nobody want them extra dishes floating around in their sink. That just doesn't make any sense. Like, I mean, like I said, some of these people, they don't have enough things to do. And if you thinking about what the plate is on, I mean, like, what kind of plate it is, you don't really want that food.
I mean, I never, the plate of ribs, macaroni and cheese, it's on a paper plate.
I can't eat that.
Nah, nigga, I'm smashing.
Like, what's the problem with
Matter of fact, I'm eating even harder because I know nobody got to wash this dish when I'm done. Like, I don't feel bad. Like, oh, man. Like, you know, when you eat off a plate, it's like somebody got to wash that off. You either going to throw it in the sink and let somebody else wash it or you going to clean it yourself. But somebody got to wash it. And that shit ain't fair to the cook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially if they done made a real meal. It ain't no quick stuff.
Yeah.
They done sat there and gave you a little labor of love over there. And you fronting on them all because it's on a paper plate? Child, please. You better find something else to talk about. Eat that food and go to bed.
Exactly. So, yeah, man. How y'all feel about that? I mean, you know, I'm a real nigga. I don't give a fuck. Paper plate, hard plate, goddamn glass plate. It don't matter.
As long as the food good.
As long as the food good, I'm eating. I'm smashing. Hell, you can put it in my goddamn hand if it ain't that hot. I eat that motherfucker. That's just how it go.
Oh, Lord.
I'm serious. I don't care. Child plate. I eat off the little stolen plates from the little restaurants, the cafeteria. Don't matter to me. Yeah, as long as it's a plate, I'm eating off of it. Hell, I eat out of a cup sometime. I don't care.
Yeah, depending on what the food is.
Exactly. I eat out of a cup.
It might be better in a cup. Like, you know, just...
Yeah, like, yo. Anyway. So, today's a very important day. It's November the...
6th.
And it's the first Tuesday in November, which means it's election day across
election
the nation.
Day.
And this one is the midterms, which is kind of important because our president has a majority in the House and the Senate. And this is a time where he could lose either the House or the Senate, sometimes both. We got a lot of governor elections going on. We got a very hot and heavy one that a lot of people are paying attention to. That doesn't even live here. I got people calling me, hey, man, what you think about Andrew Gillum? What you think about Andrew Gillum? You know what I'm saying? So, obviously, he's been making the rounds on the Breakfast Club. He's got all his powerful friends here. He had Puff Daddy here last night. DJ Khaled. Had a lot of people here.
Monica
in support. You know, trying to rally up, drum up some votes. Fat Joe. Wow. Fat Joe, really? Oh, that's right, he does live in Florida.
He will.
Yeah, you sure that one, DJ Khaled?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Because all of them was on the stage at the same time.
Okay. So, yeah, so, you know. And I just want to know a question. How do you want it to go? You know what I'm saying? You want it to What was my question? Yeah.
All of the Democrats can win.
You want to do, you going Democrat straight on it. Mm. Okay, now what's your thoughts on, let's say, for instance, it doesn't go your way. Let's say DeSantis wins by...
It don't matter. I mean, to me, like, I want him to win. I would like for Andrew Gillum to win. Mm-hmm. But if he don't win, it don't win. Like, even when Trump won, I did shed a couple of tears because I couldn't believe that that happened. Mm. But after that moment is over, it's not no big deal to me because, to be honest, it doesn't change my day-to-day life.
It could.
Like, it could, but for the most part, it ain't. So what am I going to get worked up for, whether it does or not? Why am I going to lose sleep about these people? Because even if the smallest bit of change that happens is not worth me getting worked up about, shoot, I ain't finna go out there and get to acting stupid with nobody.
Yeah.
Because people that you see every day, they voted on to the opposite people or for the issue you might have voted yes to, somebody else might have voted no to. I really think the Amendment 4 that we have for the restoration of voting rights to convicted felons should be, you know, I hope that is something that they say, yeah, everybody's, enough people say yes to in the majority, because it's one of those issues where you need it. But then, you know what I'm saying, just kind of like thinking about who those individuals would be, the reason why they're doing it makes sense, because you disenfranchising over 100-something thousand people who more than likely would identify with the Democratic or independent parties.
Well, you got some idiots that's druggies and methed out, but they white and they rednecks and they still vote for fucking Republicans.
Oh yeah, they you gonna have some of them in there too.
Yeah, you got some Republicans in prison right now.
Yeah, you do. But then also thinking about how they got some of the stuff that was coupled together with some of the amendments. Some of that stuff did not go together, and they should not have been paired together.
That's why I voted no on them.
It messes you up. If you like one and not the other, then I can't vote for this if I'm really strongly against one and okay with the other. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I have no opinion about the other, but exactly. It's like, because they had a couple that was coupled up. There was one with offshore drilling and vaping. So if you voted no for offshore drilling, you was voting no for vaping in the workplace. Like, why you got vaping and offshore drilling on the same amendment?
Because the two of them don't go together.
No. And then another one was victim rights and the extension of the judge's retirement age. Like, victim rights should be in by themselves. Why is it paired with the making the judges extending their retirement from 70 to 75? So now they can sit on the thing longer.
And they made way too many, I guess you had so many different things that you had to weigh in on. It was like doing a darn homework assignment.
I mean, it was ridiculous. You had to do your research if you wanted to make an informed. So I was no on everything. I only went yes on protecting the dogs and
about that.
Restoring the voting thing. But yeah, because I was just like, I mean, who the fuck's still dog racing?
People in the backwoods of different areas.
They ain't backwoods. That's a Monticello. That's backwoods.
It ain't far from here, but it's definitely somewhere up in the woods somewhere. And them people, I mean, you know, the dogs don't win or whatever. They have to euthanize them. And it's just, I don't know, it's just not a good thing. Yeah, so anybody who is an animal lover, pet owner, whatever way you want to look at it, you shouldn't be saying that mess there is okay, because it definitely is not.
Yeah. Think about your dog. If it was your dog, what would you do?
You would lose your mind.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah, and then, like I said, if it don't go our way, like, I'm going to be real. I'm not expecting the total blue wave.
Me either.
I expect him to... He's not going to lose the Senate. He probably is going to lose Congress. So, that will be a start. Sometimes, you know, certain people I don't want to see DeSantis win. It's just, he give me that Florida man look. I don't want Florida man as my governor. I really don't. I mean, we already got a Florida man now as governor. We don't need another one. You know what I'm saying? Because with DeSantis, it's just going to be more the same of Rick Scott. And if you're tired of Rick Scott bullshit, you don't want DeSantis in there.
Yeah,
because
Rick Scott is ridiculous.
I mean, Rick Scott, I mean, now he's running for senator.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, God.
And some of these old people just need to go home and retire.
Rick Scott, you got plenty of money. Go sit down somewhere, man.
Shit, he conned us out of plenty of money when he was in office. So, clearly, he used his office to,
say he made like $200 million since he's been in office.
You willing and dealing and making it happen. And then the poor people still in the situation that they're in. And that's what I say. I mean, it's like when you in the middle or you got a little bit of money, you this stuff here doesn't really directly impact you unless you have some, you know, interest of a business that deals with these types of things.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're just a regular working person, it is not really going to make or break your situation. But I just feel like the way they had some of that stuff set up, they should have broke that into another election. You got all this stuff on this paper here. You want us to look at for this one time?
Mm.
That was a lot of things to decipher.
It was. And let me ask you a question. I see a lot of people online talking shit. Oh, I don't vote because it doesn't matter. Or I don't vote because the system, it never helps out black people. And I don't vote because, you know, people. What's your thoughts on people that don't vote?
They stupid. Because for number one, I'm just going to be real. That's how I feel. Because if you telling me you know that there we have ancestors that were hoes that they let dogs out and attack them simply because they were coming out trying to fight for the right to vote. For you to have this right and for you not to execute and utilize what has been given to you based off of what people went through, what they begged for, what they prayed for. And you just to, you know, shrug your shoulders and be like, oh, it's not going to change nothing. It's not going to help me. It's not going to change my family, set up, whatever. I'm not going to get anything. I'm not going to gain anything by going to vote. You have to be ignorant to the fact that this is something that we are obligated to do because of the fact that not just that the sacrifices that were made for us to have the right to vote, but because in any way possible, that you can help to change what's going on in your community. If nothing else, vote for the local stuff.
Mm.
Make sure you vote in these elections that deal with your city. If you don't care about who's the president and you don't care who's in the Senate and all that stuff, that's not fine. Mm. But that's a little more for you to be able to say, okay, I'll let the other people deal with that.
Mm.
But what goes on in your city, the city commissioners, the people who are going to be the mayor and all that stuff, you better go and vote for that. Because that stuff directly impacts what goes on in your life. So if you're not voting, you shouldn't have anything to say. You should never be complaining about nothing. You need to sit there and keep your doggone mouth closed.
Mm. Hey, was the mayor thing on your ballot today?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't on mine. Because I looked over that ballot, like, before I turned it in, I was like, where is the mayor thing?
It was on the sample ballot, though?
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I felt like Dustin...
I didn't see it on there. I didn't see because I looked and I was looking like, where is the mayor thing on here? So mm-hmm. I didn't see the mayor thing on my ballot. So.
But I hope that's going to be in something else if we missed it.
Mm, that was weird.
That is super weird. I mean, that's a crook move.
Yeah. And my thoughts on people that don't vote, man, it's just, I feel like it's cliche not to say that. Like, oh, I don't want to, I don't vote. And they give all these fucking reasons why you don't vote when you really don't have a reason not to vote. Like, it's, it doesn't cost you anything. I mean, it's your voice being heard. Like, how do you feel like you're going to make change if you don't vote? It's starting to, you know, like, the change got to come eventually. So you got to vote. You got to keep voting. You got to keep voting. I understand you feel like it's a useless system, but it's really not. You know, everybody, well, Hillary had the most popular votes, and they let the electoral decide who won. Motherfucker, read how it go. She had the most popular votes by... Yeah, but if you can have the most votes by just winning three states, but that's what the whole electoral college was made for. So certain states can't decide. You win California, New York, Texas, and Florida, you won the election. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't win, no, you know the way they got it set up is just, you know, come on, man. So it's 47 million people in California, and it's only 1 million people. In Nebraska or wherever the fuck state it is, South Dakota, North Dakota, you know what I'm saying? Like they only get two electoral votes. So it's like the electoral college is bullshit. But we're not talking about the president, you know. But the local elections, you can actually see your vote counting. Those shits be close. It be runoffs. It be 100 off. You know what I'm saying? So vote in those elections. Your voice really does make a difference. Okay. Now we got the seriousness out, you know, because we ain't trying to save the community on this side. We just trying to enlighten y'all motherfuckers to some bullshit every once in a while. But this some bullshit right here. Had a teacher fighting a student, or the student fighting the teacher. Have you want to look at it. This teacher is a music teacher in Southern California. He was arrested after a brawl with the student. A high school music teacher in Maywood was arrested Friday after a classroom fist fight between him and a student was caught on video. Marston Riley, 64, was taken into custody on suspicion of child abuse and causing great bodily injury on a child after the brawl at Maywood Academy High School on Pine Avenue was reported around 1:30 p.m. Students say the confrontation began after Riley asked the young man to leave the classroom because he wasn't wearing a proper uniform. The student allegedly refused, and cell phone video captured by another student shows him challenging the instructor, using profanity, and repeatedly hurling a racial slur at Riley, who is black. The situation escalates further after the student throws a basketball at Riley, who is then seen pulling out his cell phone to call for backup. The student continues to insult and provoke Riley. The teacher holds his composure for a time, but then punches the boy in the face swiftly and without warning.
I like that kind of carrying on.
The ensuing brawl lasts about 30 seconds with the pair clamoring across the room as Riley repeatedly delivers blows and others in the classroom shriek. The boy is only able to deliver about one punch. The video shows Riley continue to aggressively pursue the student even after other school officials responded to break up the fight. Now, question. He was arrested and held on a $50,000 bail. So, if you watch the video, you saw the kid. He was all in the teacher's face talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Saying, "On my mama, nigga, you a pussy, nigga." He like, he talking shit. The man walked off, hit him with the basketball. The man walked back. He started taking off his glasses. "Young man, I hope you learned a lesson today. A 64-year-old man that wears glasses, you're talking shit to him, and he starts taking his glasses off, guess what? Shit about to go down. You didn't see that. I saw it immediately. I said, oh, shit. Old man taking his glasses off. He about to swing on buddy. And next thing you know, bam, he swing off on the kid. They squared up. They fighting. He is beating this kid in the head with his cell phone. Like, this kid got his fucking ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? And my only question to you is, as a teacher, let's say a kid gets you to that point where you feel threatened and they want to fight, what would you do?
For one, I would try not to have a physical altercation with the student because we all know that that's not going to end well. Regardless of who wins the fight, you, 9 times out of 10, you lost your job. So I like getting paid every other Friday.
Yeah.
So just for that reason alone, I can't fight you at my job. Now, if we have to go and fight, it definitely, I mean, I would try not to have that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had to fight, we can't be fighting at the job. But I just would like to know, what was it that the child got into the confrontation with the teacher about? Like, were they talking about something and the child got irate?
And he asked him to leave the class. And so once he asked him to leave the class, the kid, you know, he was trying to stand his ground and say he wasn't going nowhere and start talking shit to the teacher. And so that's right before the teacher delivered. I mean, now technically you could say the boy hit him first when he threw the basketball at him. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the teacher, he went ham on his ass. And, yeah. So, okay, so as a teacher, you would say you would try not.
I would try not to, but if I could not avoid the situation, yes, beat his ass and deal with the consequences. Because what I'm not going to do is let no kids steal off on me and hit me or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play, you know, non-violent role. And then sometimes they need to get their behind whooped because that might be all they know.
Yeah, and they can't have everything to gain the situation. Because let's say, for instance, he gets his ass beat by the teacher. Oh, the teacher was supposed to whoop his ass. He steals off on the teacher. Oh, little Hector stole off on the teacher. So he had everything to gain, nothing to lose in the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because kids, that, like Beezy said, it's a good chance he don't have a daddy at home because there's no way you're going to swing. You know, the way he was acting, you know, not. He probably just a single parent. He kept saying, on my mama. He said that repeatedly. So he probably don't have a daddy at home.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's just sad because that also shows how we are raising kids in this generation, yet again, to not have respect for adults. Because when we were coming up, yeah, we might talk about our teachers behind their back, we might say little things, act silly in class, but when it came down to it, mm-hmm. students did not even think about squaring up with a teacher.
Hell nah.
Like, you looked at a teacher like that was your mama or daddy. You had much respect for a teacher. nowadays, it's like students think that they can challenge everything you say, and they gotta have word for word. You say one thing, they got something back to say. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much of that going on in the school systems, period. So if you have to fight them, shoot. Donkey Kong his ass, beat him in the middle of the head, so he got to have too many bruises.
He would beat him in the head with that damn cell phone. I said, God damn, what kind of phone that nigga got? He busting that nigga across the head with it. That shit was not budging. Okay. Because, like you said, we did have super respect for our teachers, because I remember this teacher, my fourth grade teacher, Pearl S. Booker.
Lord Jesus.
Listen, her name says it all, Pearl Booker. Miss Booker, she struck fear. She looked like my grandma. And that's what used to shake me up, because she reminded me of my grandma. But this lady was mean as fuck. And this lady had me so shook, I did not turn in my fourth grade project. She lived in, like, Gibsonville, North Carolina. One day we was just riding through Gibsonville. I was scared we was going to bump into this lady, and she was going to tell my mama that I didn't finish that fourth grade project. So I was shook for about, Miss Booker had me scared for the whole summer. I was just like,
Miss Booker was a G.
Hey, Miss Booker was a G. Like, she ain't play that shit. Like, hey. She was right. She made you know your timetables. She'll goddamn hit your ass if you ain't know it. Like, Miss Booker didn't play that shit. Like, one day somebody was stinking in the classroom. Miss Booker made everybody put their arms up in the air. She went and found out who it was that was stinking, and she ridiculed this boy. I was just like, God damn. Like, that shit had to be the worst day. Like today, that shit would get you fired.
Yeah. I mean, and yet again, we back to...
Yeah.
Making people weak.
Yep.
Cause
I bet you that boy ain't come staying in that class no more.
Exactly. Cause he already knew my teacher finna call me out, mm-hmm. and it's gonna be a problem. So no, it's no need for nobody to be around here, you know, smelling all kind of ways. Cause I tell our children, if you come up in my face and your breath stink, I'm gonna let you know you need to go back in that bathroom, brush them teeth, floss, goggle, handle your business, then come back up out of there. Mm-hmm. Cause there's no reason for you to be out here in these streets. Smelling all kinds of ways. Your breath smelling like rump. Mm. And then you got the nerve to be talking and laughing with people all day long. That's no good.
Okay. Now, as a parent, how would you handle this situation? You get a call from the school saying your child was involved in a fight with a teacher. What's your reaction?
My reaction is, for one, I mean, you got to know your child. Which one of my kids is it? Because one of them, I'm going to think you out of line. Because I don't believe she would do enough to make you want to put your hands on. Mm-hmm. Then the other one, I got to see what y'all did. Because clearly he put you in the mindset of if he was to buck up at somebody, they'd have to knock him out. So I'm just saying, depending on which child it is, if it's appropriate for you to have handled my child, I'm not going to say I'm going to be cool with you whooping on my child. But if my child was aggressively at you and you had to put your hands on him, It is what it is. Because, I mean...
I don't care.
You telling me that your child got the right to run up on a teacher?
I'm not saying got the right to, but you as an adult, if you put your hands on my kid, I don't care.
Mm. Well, I feel like if your child put their hands on me, all bets are off. Mm. All bets are off at that point.
I'm not saying I'm going to come up there with physicals, but I'm not going to be...
Okay with it.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it. Because it's like, I feel like you are a professional, you are an adult...
But I am a person who has feelings and instincts. And if I feel like I'm being attacked and I got to protect myself, me protecting myself, it doesn't, the cost may be your child getting beat up. That's what it's going to be, because you're not finna run up on me. Mm. So mama or no mama, you going to have to let your child learn this lesson the hard way. Because I'm not finna lay down and let nobody put their hands on me. Because when I first got there, got a teacher. Gave back an assessment. Student thought it was cute. She said she was playing, but I didn't care. She came up to me and said, you know I know what kind of car you drive. I said, yeah, you know I whoop your ass too. Oh, you know I'm just playing. Yeah, I'm not playing. But I need you to know you mess with my vehicle, there will be consequences and repercussions. Don't think for one second that you gonna do anything to my car, flatten a tire, put some shaving cream, whatever. I don't know what your plans were. But I want you to know that I'm not the one to just sit there and let you do something, and I'm gonna be okay with it. But I mean, it's like, you know, you gotta know, life is all about balance. You gotta know how far to take stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, as a parent, I wouldn't want nobody to put their hand on my child, because I don't really go for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they say, you wanna say it takes a village and all that. And that's fine, yeah. But when it come down to putting your hands on my child,
you can correct my child without
putting your hands on.
Yeah, like, you know, you can sit there and say, no, don't do that. Do it this way. Or don't run in that street. Don't be doing that. Don't be playing with that axe out here. Or put that chainsaw up. Why you got that big old knife outside? You ain't got to put your hands on my kid.
You can intervene.
Even if my kid out there fighting, you can say, hey, little man, stop. Break it up. Y'all don't need to be doing this.
Yeah. I'm going to call your mama. Call your daddy. Whatever. But I tell you what, because I even have to get the people together at church. They know. Don't walk up on my turn talking no shit. You talk to me.
Yeah.
Run that by me, because you don't even know how to approach my kids. Mm. I don't need nobody disrespectfully trying to come up on my children and you call yourself trying to correct them. No, let me help you. don't you do that. Okay? You run that through me.
Have you ever got in trouble at school where you had to get a whooping in school?
In school? I don't think I ever got no beating at school. My mama tore five behinds when we got to that house.
I'm talking about from the people at school.
Oh, no, we didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't have the corporate
they, No. They ain't have that going on where I was at.
Yes, it did. They haven't enjoyed it. It's still on the books.
Well, the schools I went to,
mm-hmm.
I ain't never got my ass whooped.
I did.
I've never did.
Kindergarten. We was in the bathroom. We were supposed to go to the bathroom, but me and a couple boys was in there playing around in the stalls, wrestling and stuff. And then the teacher came in there and caught us. I ended up having to get a paddling. And you know what I'm saying? And I got two paddlings in school, actually. One in kindergarten, one in, like, fourth grade.
No, I ain't never get no spanking. I thought you were talking about your mama come up to the school and beat you. And oh, no, people ain't never spanked me.
My mama used a substitute teacher, so I didn't got whooped in school, too.
Yeah, I think I might have got one, but... No. I know for sure. I mean, that wasn't nothing we did over there. My mama was a teacher, so she didn't have time to play with us. Yeah. That's why when we would get home, she would tell you behind out the frame, because she needs you to know, you don't act up, and them people had to call me on my job. Mm. Nah, you can do some other stuff with your time, but you get to acting stupid, and them people had to call me on my job.
It's a problem.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a problem.
It's a problem.
So that's a no-go. Mm.
So, yeah, man, so let us know what you feel about the teacher-student fight, how you would handle it if you were the teacher or how you were the student or the parent. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, kids these days, man, they are fucking, they just don't have no
some
respect.
Some of them, disrespectful now.
I mean, some of them scary as fuck, and some of them just don't give a damn.
Yeah, some of them that's real bull. I don't know what their parents used to do with them, but when I tell you.
They parents young and they friends. So they feel like they can talk to every adult like that.
You challenging somebody, you going back and forth. I'm not finna go back and forth with you.
You calling me like, I don't need a lot of kids on my team to call me by my first name. I don't like that shit. They put that shit on the back of my shirt, Coach Germ. Like, they be like, Coach Germ. I'm like, you a little fucking kid calling me by my first name. I guess coach is the, you know.
Yeah, it's the handle on it.
Yeah, so I guess.
You got to give it some kind of proper term to make it. Seem like you're trying to address the person in the right way.
I guess.
It is.
Okay. Well, TV Talk this week. TV Talk, only thing we're going to talk about this week, I've been watching, I noticed that House of Cards is back on Netflix. You know, of course, Kevin Spacey had his little issue, so they killed him off. He died in the show. So I'm going to watch that now and see how that goes without him and see what they got conjured up. House of Cards, like I said, Black Lightning back. I'm caught up on that. I think it comes on tonight, so you're not going to get to hear any Black Lightning updates. Tobias is still the beast. He's the man. You know, he's a funny albino guy. You know what I'm saying? So you got to watch Black Lightning just for Tobias Well. You know what I'm saying? He's back ruling the 100. What else? I don't watch The Walking Dead, but I did watch the way Rick died. Spoiler alert, Rick is dead. He was on a fucking horse and he fell off the horse and got impaled by a piece of metal. I'm assuming the walkers ate his ass up after that because he couldn't get off. And you know, I guess it was a cool way for Rick to go out, but come on, man. It could have been a little more honorable than that, man. And like, he couldn't even put up a fight. Like, come on, man. Well, I didn't see. He might have put up a fight, but from what I saw, he didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And anything else? Oh, Hip Hop Evolution. I was watching that, and I had one issue with that. They did an episode on the South, and they only went to Miami and Houston. And I really feel like, oh, which that's true. That's where the Southern hip hop really kind of started, like on the mainstream. You know, I get it, but they could at least did another episode and show, like, you know, New Orleans, Atlanta, you know, what really gave the South, like, the stronghold on hip hop. They should have, you know, went there with it. But maybe they are, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? But I really feel like the Southern episode could have been better. And, you know, that was my only problem with Hip Hop Evolution. And me, I learned some stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I kind of relived some things with the 2 Live Crew. Because I remember playing that album and my mama walking my room like, what the fuck are you listening to? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean, she was just like, what the, you know, my mama one of the people that don't listen to nothing but like Michael Jackson and Christian music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, some weird shit. She got a weird musical taste. And mama. But yeah, so that's all for TV talk. Like I said, Daredevil is back. I haven't watched that either. But no, again, for real, that's all for TV talk. For real this time. Okay, moving along. We do got a question from the nation. This is from Officer King. And it says, what's up, family? I recently got in a relationship and I need to cut off all my old ones. How does one go about that? I don't want to be asked out if this relationship doesn't work. Is there a need for the prevent defense or should I just live my life? Okay, sounds like you got involved with somebody during cuffing season and you're not sure about it now. And you don't want to alienate all your old ones. So you want to keep them at bay while you still have a bay. And if bay don't work out, you want to be able to fall back on one of your others. What it sounds like you want to do. I mean, you got to weigh your situation, sir. If you feel like this one is the one, then, you know, let the other ones go. I mean, you're going to let the other ones go anyway because you ain't going to be spending time with them. You know, they going to find them a little cuff season bay too. And y'all might just be back to spring flings. Because a lot of the cuff seasons, you know, some of them not, they over with already. It ain't even basketball season good. And then some of them still going strong. But if I were you, just live your life, son. Just live your life, man. Just do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you what to do. You know your situation better than me. If I were you, you got to weigh your situation. Which one is the one you want to be with? If you don't see nothing with the other ones and you see the one that you and that you actually want to be with her. You know, so leave the other ones alone. I mean, you know, they get the picture, man. You ain't got to tell them you got a girl or nothing like that. Just you know, ghost them, as they say.
I mean, I don't really think you got to tell them that you got a girlfriend, but you definitely need to let them know that it's over. Mm. Let them know, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. Give them some love, cock a maybe story. And let them know, like, hey, I'm not, you know, I'm trying to work on doing certain things, or I'm going to be busy because of my career, or whatever. I mean, like, if you got to give them some story the way it don't seem like you don't want to be with them because you're trying to be in a relationship, or it's something that they did to make you feel this way, if you saying that you want to keep a decent relationship with these people. So 6-7 months down the road, if you need somebody to holler at, if you and the old girl ain't together or whatever, then, I mean, you know, either way to me, you can find some new trim. If you and the girl don't make it out, ain't no need to go backwards.
Exactly.
So, if nothing else, just let them loose nicely just so you can have a cordial relationship. Not saying that y'all gonna be communicating on a regular basis, but you don't want to just, like, straight up piss somebody off. Mm. So, if you can let them down easy, just let them down easy, close those doors, and work on trying to have a good relationship with the girl you decided to be with.
Because that's the, like, that's, I usually do the opposite of what you said. I usually piss people off so we don't have no reason to talk
again.
That's the way it makes it easy for me. Like, the last time we spoke wasn't that nice, so you don't want to talk to me no more.
I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. And it's just like, so that way that door is closed forever. It's never going to be reopened again. Yeah. And so that was the way I did it. That might have been childish or immature, but it was just a way, like, it would never be any feelings again. You would be like, when you see me, you'd be like, I hate that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I see you, I'd be like, oh, I can't stand your ass.
They say it's a thin line between love and hate, so.
Oh, nah. Not with me.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. That's what they say.
I either love you or I hate you.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, Officer King, I guess, could you be arresting them hoes?
I guess.
Mr. Officer, quit arresting these misses. All right, so keep it 100. You got to keep it 100 this week?
Yeah, my keep it 100 is ain't no sex like drunk sex.
100.
When I tell you, like, you can do almost anything. It's just like, it's an amazing thing.
Whoa. When did you have drunk sex? Because you just, this just came up. Like, it's on your mind. What's going on?
I have it on my notes. Okay. I happened to review them before this viewing of the show.
All right.
I mean, recording of the show. So, nonetheless, you know, just like I said, it's like you have no inhibition. You know, the person lets you do anything you want to do to them. They probably do some stuff that they wouldn't normally do to you when they are sober. So, it's a great experience. And then, when you climax and you're already intoxicated, it's just even better. So, like I stated, ain't no sex like drunk sex.
I was online the other day, and the women said, if you ain't getting choked, you ain't living or something.
Yeah, you getting choked hard enough, you won't be living because your ass gonna be dead. But I don't care what nobody say. That shit ain't nothing to do. Mm. It's just not. Like, it's some other stuff that you can do, but choking ain't necessarily something that you gotta do. I mean, because sometimes people get carried away.
So, sometimes. How many times have you been choked?
I'm just saying, sometimes people, in general, can get carried away.
Okay. I'm just asking. I'm
trying to understand where you're going. You keep coming back at me like something going on.
I'm just asking.
You got some shit you need to get off your chest.
I'm just asking questions.
And I'm just answering.
I mean, so you're not with the choking?
I mean, it depends. If I'm in the mood for that, yeah. But not to say that's some shit I need to get off with, because I got other stuff that's like a must have. Not no choking. If that's something that the guy wants to do.
What about like slapping you in your face and stuff?
No, never that. I don't even like people playing in my face. That shit is for the birds.
So you're not into the rough stuff?
What would we need to be rough for? Shit, life is rough. I don't need that. I need somebody to, I mean, if you gonna beat it up, beat it up. But as far as
biting you and stuff.
Yeah, man, I don't need I don't need nobody biting me, slapping me, boxing me, choking me. Ain't none of that.
Hey, I recently read this tweet. It was from the HBCU confession. And the girl had stated that she had, I want to read it to you. Hold on.
Yeah, so ain't no need for you to be making up stuff.
I'm not making it up. I'm going to read it up. Yeah, I just want to read it how it goes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, here we go. All right, this is what she said. She said, it had to be a girl, I hope. Hold on, where is it at?
Sound like it's imaginary.
No, it's right here. I've got to find it. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
What?
I can't find it. It's on the... let me find it. But anyway, what she said was... if I can't find this, man. Her boyfriend and her were doing... she said they were having sex. And... almost found it. She said, boyfriend tried anal sex without my permission. First red flag. Now I'm bleeding after begging him to fucking stop. He keeps saying he didn't mean to and he thought it was what I wanted. And this was it. FAMU. And I just want to say, in that situation, I mean, would you say call the police?
I mean, he your boyfriend?
But he tried anal sex without my permission.
I mean, you had to have some permission because the nigga didn't tie your ass down. That's number one. And it's hard to get dick in the ass if it ain't been there in a while or never. So to me, if you stayed there for him to penetrate, at some point you wanted it. Unless he held you against your will. I know for sure he wouldn't be my boyfriend after that night, because if I begged you, pleaded with you for you not to do this, and you just turn to me and act like, okay, I'm not concerned about what you're saying, you acting like you want this, I'm going to give this to you. That right there is not okay. That's definitely not okay. But I don't know. I need a couple more facts, but...
I mean, I'm indifferent about it. If you say he did it without your permission, and then now you're bleeding, and you told him to stop and he didn't. I mean, that's textbook rape. And you know what I'm saying? And you know, then it's like, I don't know what to say about that one. That was weird. I just read it and I was just like, ugh, that's your boyfriend. Like, that's that little line where no means no. Like, if no means no, then, you know, he raped you. And, you know, you have every right to do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, if you got to prosecute him, then you go through the proper channels and press charges against him.
Yeah.
Because that right there is just ridiculous. I mean, whether you're in a relationship or not, you have the right to say yes or no.
Yeah, so, you know, that was a crazy one. But my keep it 100 is, man, keep your eyes out for the snakes, bro.
100.
Snakes everywhere out here, man. You know, people you might thought was cool might really be snakes. So keep your eyes out for the snakes, man. Like, you know, it's sad when a snake bites you. And you thought the snake was a damn garter snake, but it turned out to be a damn rattlesnake. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, be careful for the snakes. That's all I got to say. Huh. Winners and losers, man. You got any winners?
No.
No winners. I got a winner, man. Everybody that voted.
Winner.
Man, y'all my winners, man. Woo. Y'all got out there. Y'all voted. Y'all did y'all civic duty, whether you voted for the person I voted for or you didn't. You know, it's good to see people get out numbers, man, and exercise that right, man. You know, that's why y'all my winners, man. You got any losers?
No.
No losers, man. Well, I got a loser, man. My loser is the Michigan man who sat in feces on a Delta flight.
Loser.
Delta has apologized after Michigan man sat in feces left behind by a service dog last week. Bay City resident Matthew Meehan had already sat down on his flight from Atlanta to Miami on November 1st when he realized that feces was all over his seat and the surrounding floor, he told news outlets. I was literally in it, he said. Meehan said he asked flight attendants for help cleaning up, but they only provided two paper towels and a small bottle of Bombay Sapphire gin. What was the gin supposed to do?
I guess get him drunk enough that he can help to clean up whatever filth he was in.
Or the alcohol. I
hope that wasn't something he was supposed to be using to get the thing clean.
He cleaned himself in the seat as best as he could. When he spoke to a manager, he said she was dismissive and asked what his problem was. I had to step back for a moment and say, all right, keep your composure. You do not want to be one of these people you see on the news getting kicked off a plane. Meanwhile, I'm covered in feces.
That's disgusting.
He and his fellow passengers laid a blanket down on their seats for the remainder of the flight. Upon arrival, the aircraft was taken out of service to be cleaned and disinfected.
I mean, where did the doodle come from?
The dog, a service dog.
Oh.
Yeah. According to Delta, an ill service animal was aboard the previous flight. Meehan was offered a full refund and additional compensation. You know, still the feces debacle followed several high-profile airline incidents over the past year. Last week, Delta apologized again after a Massachusetts doctor said she was racially profiled by flight attendants as she tried to help another passenger. Wow. Man, so yeah. Who's my loser in this situation? I'm going to say Michael Meehan. You my loser because how the hell you sitting shit?
Yeah, because that's nasty.
I mean,
I couldn't sit there. I don't care if you put a blanket over it. I don't care what you did with that. I'm sitting somewhere else. It's not acceptable.
And then how do you just sit down and not see or smell shit?
I mean, you with dog doo-doo.
What was you doing? Like, what was you doing that you ain't see this shit before you sit down?
That's just gross.
So you my loser for being unaware of your surroundings, Mr. Meehan. Yeah. So, that's my losers. Well, man, shit. That sounds like that's about a good show. We did everything, got everything knocked out, hit all the bulletin points, hit the punchlines, the jokes, all that good stuff. Hope y'all enjoyed it. You got any shout-outs, Queen Jern?
Yeah, I got the shout-outs. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, y'all, Savannah, Georgia. And Jesus in Mississippi. Those are my shout outs.
I need to find out who this Jesus in Mississippi is. I don't know this nigga.
Let's keep it moving. Let's keep the show going.
We ain't keeping it moving. Jesus in Mississippi. You need to make yourself known, nigga. My wife giving you a motherfucking shout out every week. I need to know who the fuck you is.
Let's not do that to the millions and millions.
Yeah, well, I'm just letting it know. You're getting pressed, Jesus.
Don't press Jesus.
I press Jesus.
How about you do your shout-outs, bro?
Anyway, man, my shout-outs, man. Shout-out to BEZ, GQ, Saw Right, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network, that's Mr. Wash, that disrespectful motherfucking MJ, K Law the truck driver, shout out to Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Rick James bitch, light skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard in Boston, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Kyra, Dr. Claw, anybody over at that site to fuck with us, and shout out to Miss T. Lee, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us the long way, short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all. Yeah, man, that's about it. Covered everything?
I think so.
You know, shout out to everybody that voted. Anybody birthday? Oh, yeah, shout out to Tracy May, it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
What up? You know, voice of Nappy Afro. .com. Oh shoot. But yeah, man, that's episode 327 in the books, man. It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And don't forget, you can always reach us on Instagram at Frocast.com or at Frocast.com, the website. You can leave a voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave us a voicemail. We'll get that. Put it on the show. Like, comment, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or however the hell you watch this month. I mean, listen to this motherfucker. Follow us on YouTube. Shit me on YouTube. But yeah, man, we just keep trying to bring y'all, grind it out, bring y'all good shows every week, man. Hope you make your week a little bit better for an hour out your week, man. We ain't want a podcast on 3 hour y'all to death show every day. None of that shit, man. Once a week, man. We're trying to not be as annoying as some of these other podcasters. But yeah, man, I'm out this motherfucker. Got me rambling. Queen Germ over here about sleep in the booth. But we out this motherfucker. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com